Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, October 1st through Monday. First, the weather. The rain chance increases to 30% on Monday. And the afternoon high will reach the mid-80s. Let's get things started in Surfside. A Miami-Dade circuit judge has approved a sale agreement for the Oceanside property where the Champlain Towers South condo collapsed, killing 98 people. If no higher bids are approved, the property at 8777 Collins Avenue will be sold for $120 million. It will then be turned over to billionaire real estate developer Hussein Sejwani by next spring for the construction of a new luxury high-rise. The judge has sought to sell the Surfside property as quickly as possible in order to compensate property owners who lost their homes and the families of those who died in the June 24th collapse. Some grieving family members are trying to rally public support to build a memorial on the land rather than another condo tower. In food news, a favorite landmark is coming back. The Maikai restaurant in Fort Lauderdale has entertained locals and tourists for decades with Polynesian music and dancing, flaming knives and powerful rum drinks. The restaurant opened in 1956 and is on the National Register of Historic Places. It closed in late October 2020 after a flood damaged the kitchen. It was put up for sale in January this year. Now the family that owns it has formed a partnership that will help with costly kitchen renovations and return the restaurant back to its former glory. No date has been set for the reopening, but renovations are due to start soon. In environment news, a patchy red tide continues to plague the coast of Southwest Florida. The harmful algal bloom's current range spans from Charlotte to Pasco County, including waters off of Sarasota, Anna Maria Island, Tampa Bay, and the Gulf Coast of Pinellas County. In Manatee County, red tide was detected at bloom level in 3 samples around Anna Maria Island. At bloom level, respiratory irritation and fish kills are likely. Red tide conditions could continue to hang around through this weekend. In sports, Media Day is in the past and training camp is underway. The Miami Heat has officially begun its preparation for the 2021-22 NBA season. On this week's episode of the Heat Check podcast, Miami Herald sports writers David Wilson and Anthony Chang review their takeaways from the first few days of training camp. Find Heat Check wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, imagine winning the lottery twice in one day. A Boca Raton woman just did. She bought 2 tickets with the same winning numbers on September 14. Florida lottery officials say each winning Megaplier ticket held by 64-year-old Susan Fitton was worth $2 million. Fitton matched all 5 of the white ball numbers but missed the Mega Ball. Her $4 million in winnings cost her less than $20. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com, and stay healthy.